This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All last week, I was covering the new Wuhan clan out of... What is that? No, that's the Wu-Tang clan. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused with music and viruses. Who can keep up? Apparently, there's a virus that's going to kill us all, a coronavirus. Respiratory disease is back. SARS is back. And last week at this time, I had my good friend John Rappaport, investigative journalist, kind of revisiting it subtly. It was just kind of ramping up a little bit. But all week, they were ramping it up even more. They trying to frighten you left, right, and center. So last week on the show, through Natural News Radio, RobertScottBell.com, continued to cover the story, kind of paint the picture a little bit, or maybe a lot differently than the mainstream media is reporting on it, the World Health Organization, the Health and Human Services, CDC, etc. What is going on? How do we, you know, like this concept, separating fact from fiction, or in this case, fact from science fiction or pharmaceutical fantasy? Someone who's been doing it longer than anybody is John Rappaport, investigative journalist from No More Fake News here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. John, welcome back. We got to go even further this week.
Yeah, I'm afraid we do, Robert.
It's funny, although it's not unpredicted, based on the virus hunters and how they hype up this concept that unknown, invisible viruses that now we have identified, we've given names, we're investigating vaccines for, can suddenly cause respiratory ailments and illnesses that were already in existence in China and Canada and America, all around the world. But now suddenly it's this new thing we have to be afraid of.
Yeah, you know, let me start off this way. West Nile, swine flu, SARS, Zika virus, bird flu, all of these things at one time or another were touted as, this is the big one, folks. This is different. This isn't like the ones that went before. We could have 50 million people die or more. Then behind that, you had some people who were saying, not only that, but there's a good chance that this was made in a lab, that it's a bioweapon, and it's been weaponized to the degree that it's just going to, you know, march through the world and just kill everybody or whatever, you know, something like that. That was especially the case with Ebola, because people discovered that there was some sort of a bio-war or something similar lab near where there were cases of Ebola, and now the same thing is being said about Wuhan. So my point here being, if any of that were true in the past, we wouldn't be here to be talking about this now. We'd all be dead five times, 10 times over. And if this were really some sort of a superbug against which there was no protection, no vaccine, because some of these don't even have vaccines, you know, we'd all be dead. So now what you're hearing is, yeah, but this one is really different. This one is different.
I hear Red Fox's Fred Sanford going, this is the big one. I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Right.
And exactly.
If people think we're just naysayers, it's like, oh, you and John, all you do is bash the virologists. I'm like, you know what? There's a long track record of covering these stories, and you see patterns emerge. And it would be an anomaly if the pattern didn't continue. Then we would be going, oh, wow, this is new. But what we're pointing out is it's the same old story. Nothing's changed. Maybe they're better at communicating it faster, but they're not bringing us any information that's convincing us that this is genuinely a new virus, even though, like, there's a lab that they were warned in 2017 that was supposedly studying coronaviruses and Ebola about 21 miles from the Wuhan proverb, peninsula, whatever you want to call it. I'm still not buying this idea that we're about to be wiped off the face of the earth by a coronavirus.
Yeah, so for all listeners here, just mark down this date when you're hearing this. And then fast forward, you know, let's say 3 or 4 months go by, and let's see how it turns out. So say 4 months from now, are we still going to be talking about this story and only in a very ramped up way, like people are just dying everywhere? Or will we have already gone on to many other stories and somebody will say, oh, yeah, I remember that. So just you decide, take a look. I'll give you another precedent for this that I didn't cover in the last show that we did, Zika. Although we did talk about Zika at the time. 2015, starting in Brazil, an area in the north of Brazil, it was claimed that babies were being born with a condition called microcephaly, which is smaller heads and brain damage, and that the cause of this was a virus and called Zika. And women were actually being warned not to get pregnant, not just in Brazil, but in other countries as well, because if they had the virus, then the babies might be born with brain damage. So this was extremely serious, and people were taking it very seriously. And then it emerged that this was not a new virus at all. It had been around, God knows really how long.
I think they discovered it, if I remember the news stories, claiming 1947. But I always find it interesting when they say it just emerged in 1947. It's like, how long had you been looking for viruses prior to that? I mean, you had only developed microscopes that could see them within the 10 years prior, maybe. And so for them to say it's a new virus, it's like, how do you really know?
Exactly. Exactly. So people were saying, well, this is the big one. This is just going to be devastating worldwide. And so at the time, I started looking into stories coming out of Brazil, and somebody down there was sending me press clippings and so on. And so it turned out that, oh, I don't remember all the numbers exactly, but let's say scientists were saying, we have 4,000 cases of microcephaly in northern Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, we're really looking at 2,700. And we found that maybe 200 or 300 or 400 of the women who were the mothers of these babies tested positive, whatever that means, for the Zika virus. So I pointed out this is not only not proof that Zika causes microcephaly, but really it's proof that it doesn't, because the overwhelming majority of cases of microcephaly in the area, they found no sign of the Zika virus in the mother.
I remember, John, and yeah, I remember you were writing on it, I was reporting on it, and I was doing ratios on this thing. At one point, it was like 1 out of every 9 cases of microcephaly did they find any evidence of the Zika virus. And I'm saying, how could it be then that the microcephaly is caused by the Zika virus, and if, you know, almost 90% of them or more had no, I mean, it's like you just said, it's the opposite. They proved the opposite, that it couldn't possibly be the cause. You better go back to the drawing board and figure this thing out again.
Exactly. So then I did a little reading in journals about microcephaly, and it emerged that any insult, serious insult, as they say, to the unborn baby before it's born from any direction could cause microcephaly. A fall down the stairs, a blow to the head, a this or that. And so now it became apparent that they were just winging it and they, excuse me, and the whole thing was ridiculous, completely ridiculous, which I pointed out. But other people were saying, no, this is it, this is it, this is it. And I said, okay, well, let's just see what happens now, okay? Let's see what happens in the next 3 months, 6 months, a year. Are we going to be hearing about a massive number of cases of babies born all over the world because the virus is everywhere, born with smaller heads and brain damage? And, of course, we didn't and we don't.
Mm-hmm. And I point
so
out,
there's
John,
a perfect...
up to that point, what they knew of Zika from 1947 forward really didn't do anything. You know, it was one of those cases where, yeah, maybe somebody would get a sniffle. You know, suddenly now it was going to cause shrunken head syndrome?
Exactly. So with this coronavirus, whatever it is, if they've actually discovered a new virus, which is always a question, the only data that we would have to compare it to is SARS, you know, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the official figures on this, they claim that there are 800 deaths worldwide from SARS out of a population of 7 something billion people in the world, right? So this is what's happening. But then, and I'm still looking into this, I decided, let me look up some info here on the city of Wuhan in China, because I really don't know much about it except it's gigantic, has 11 million people. Because maybe something's going on in China, something else. So first thing I find is that foreigners call Wuhan the Chicago of China. It is the main huge transport hub, railways, airports, roads that connect all kinds of other places in China.
All right, hold on, John. All roads lead to Wuhan. We didn't know about this before now. We're going to go into that when we come back from this break. John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show, another SARS special, alleviating your fear and finding out what really is going on. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to John Rappaport, No More Fake News, and an article about the city of Wuhan itself, as he called the Chicago of China. I think 11 million people. I'd never heard of Wuhan before they brought up this new coronavirus. And I think of cities in America with 11 million people. I mean, there's not a lot of cities that are that densely populated, and there are problems with dense populations all over the world, and that includes China. So let's learn a little bit more about this. What do you find?
Yeah. Okay, so it's a gigantic economic powerhouse, Wuhan. There are 230 foreign Fortune 500 companies operating there from 80 different countries. The 80 different countries are all kinds of foreign companies, but there are 230 Fortune 500s that are operating there. So this is absolutely gigantic. Now, on top of all of that, as of tomorrow, which could be today in China.
Or yesterday. I don't know. Time travels differently around the planet.
Yes. The Chinese New Year begins.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes until about February 10th, the season of the New Year, which is the major holiday over there. What do I discover? During this period of time, there are literally hundreds of millions of people on the move. It is the largest annual migration of humans in the world. People visiting each other, flying, taking trains, planes, boats, whatever, you know, cars, whatever. And all of this has been ground to a halt now because the city is on lockdown. The tourist trade, the visitations of people spending money, the businesses that are operating in Wuhan, the transport out of and into Wuhan. All of these millions of people that would be moving through or coming in or going out or whatever are not happening. It's all shut down, as well as other cities now, to a degree in China. So is somebody trying to wreak some kind of revenge on China here?
Economic warfare through viral fear. That's interesting. But we saw that with Toronto back, you know, in North America in the original SARS so-called outbreak, where Frank Plummer, as you pointed out last week, once again, the WHO spokesperson, doctor, investigator, admitted toward the end that he could find no evidence of coronavirus in those suffering with the so-called severe acute respiratory syndrome. So, what, like Zika, how, if it's not there, could it be the cause? Or how, if it's there in 10% of the people, could it be the cause?
Exactly. It was economic warfare against Toronto, which lost about $2 to $3 billion in tourism when the World Health Organization advised people not to fly to Toronto because of SARS. This will be much worse, much worse in China. Now, you know, I could speculate about what's happening there. I mean, China is one of the major, major holdouts on certain policies having to do with globalism and the economic interconnectedness of everybody in the world and all of that insanity. And it could be that this is some sort of an operation to stage a fake epidemic and punish China by, you know, basically waging economic warfare against them. Or Chinese government, for their own reasons, could have decided that they want to do this to their own people. Who knows? But these factors should never be overlooked here, because this is amounts to, the effect is, a massive targeted attack on the economy of Wuhan and surrounding cities in China.
Well, and it's also stunning evidence of what statism and collectivism and centralized bureaucracies and communism can do. 20.5 million people on lockdown?
Exactly.
You think about, how do you stop everything? I mean, you have to have such a powerful government and such fear from the people that they have no ability to protest such a lock. Imagine if that were to happen in Chicago in the United States. Whole city shut down, no movement, no in and out. Think about what kind of powerful government would have. I mean, there would be no protests in Chicago. I think there'd be a little bit of pushback in America.
Well,
This is a, hey, man, maybe we could do this in America for those that are real leftist, collectivist, communist, globalists that want to have that kind of power in government. Look, we're going to take a break. I want to find out more about this Wuhan issue as it relates to the so-called SARS remanifestation after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump's lawyers had their first chance to defend the president after 3 days of the Democrats' opening arguments. President Trump's attorney gave a two-hour preview of what is expected to be a vigorous defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone said, "We don't believe they've come anywhere close to meeting the burden for proof on what they're asking you to do." Attorneys continue to use the defense that the Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 elections. The defense will continue their arguments on Monday. The question of whether witnesses will be called has not yet been answered. A 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit southern Puerto Rico, raising concerns about an unstable infrastructure in a region that is hit by quakes every day for nearly a month. The newest quake comes a day after hundreds of people were evacuated from the earthquake shelters that flooded after heavy rains hit the U.S. territory. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you want to know where to go, go to robertschatbell.com and you will learn about things in ways not presented in any other media outlet, just as John Rappaport does at No More Fake News. We've got his articles linked up so you can read further the things we're discussing today regarding the fear-mongering campaign of the next virus that's going to come and get us all. We are disputing it. We're not disputing respiratory ailments and coughing and the real issues associated with that, but we call into question the claimed cause of one virus resulting in this everywhere. Now, we were talking a little bit about what you've looked into about the Wuhan area, 11 million, a powerhouse economic warfare. We brought that up years ago as well with Toronto. What about pollution? You know, we've seen images from China. There in the winter, massive inversions, pollution so thick like it used to be in the 70s in Los Angeles, where you could land on the air. You know, you're flying in, you land on the air. So is that a possible contributing factor, you know, when we look at mitigating circumstances leading to respiratory, massive respiratory outbreaks?
It could be. Certainly there are many parts in China where that is the case, absolutely. And it's possible that this is what we're looking at here, because there, what you're pointing out is the chronic conditions which exist in a place where there's always illness, respiratory illness and flu symptoms, weakness, fatigue, etc., fever. And now add to that the fact that people, wherever they are going in the city, there are police, there are troops, military people with guns. They're stopping people. They have these testers where they point something at you to see if your body temperature is elevated. And, of course, if you have any symptoms whatsoever, they automatically assume that it's this new horrible epidemic, you see. So that's going to raise people's temperature right away, just the fear and the threat. I mean, I was talking with somebody, how would you feel if you were landing in an airport after sitting in a stuffy cabin in a plane, and you get out and you stand in line and you're waiting, and all of a sudden there's a soldier with a gun on his hip, or he's carrying a rifle, and he points his wand at you to see if you have elevated body temperature, and you know that if you do, somebody's going to come and get you and take you to a hospital. I mean, that's enough right there to have, you know, a major reaction. So there are all of these kinds of factors which, you know, that are not being reported. And there's more to find out about, you know, what's happening there in China. I'm just looking at an article here on Bloomberg. China wants activists to stay out of its war on pollution. I'm not sure what this is all about.
Well, you have
Premier declared a war against pollution in 2014. A few hundred residents of the city of Wuhan took it as a cue. Oh, they protested outside a foul-smelling incinerator plant they feared was causing illness in the community.
There you go. Yeah.
Buoyed by the conviction they were answering the they were harassed by local police who tore down the sign and trampled on it. We were worried and angry when we realized what was causing the stench and making our kids sick, said a Chinese person, age 44, who was detained for a week for making the protest banner. Wow.
So there is argument to be made that it could be an internal warfare on their own people of how dare you attack our essential engine, because what has China become? The labor force for the planet at slave wages to produce cheap plastic stuff for the rest of the world, and there are high level of pollutants. There's not much oversight in terms of damage to their ecology there. And if the people are starting to protest against it, the Chi-Coms, you know, the centralized bureaucracies that are profiting hand over fist with all of the factories there producing garbage for the world, they're spewing garbage into the air all over China. That could manifest this way. Could this be a distraction? Oh, we'll get them off of the pollution thing. We'll tell them it's a virus.
Exactly. I'm reading more here. Officials have blocked the attempts of the people in Wuhan that are protesting the pollution, blocked their attempts to reach Beijing, monitoring when they book tickets to travel to the capital.
Total lockdown. So the lockdown could be motivated by internal rebellion against the economics of centralized government planning and profiteering at the cost and expense of the people who are not given an opportunity to say, hey, we don't like the spewing out of pollution in our town. And, of course, under the guise of a virus, now the international community, which would normally maybe protest the heavy-handed communist government not treating its people well, now the government looks like it's the savior, protecting its people, clamping down against a dangerous virus that could end up killing everybody.
You bet.
Look at how that plays.
You bet. This is very interesting here. I'm glad you brought this whole thing up because listen to this. As to how far the government will go. So they got these protesters against pollution in Wuhan, right? A group of five made it to Beijing to petition officials, only to find that word had been sent on ahead. They were met at the train station by about a dozen young men dressed in black who said they'd arranged for them to see some officials to discuss the issue and ushered them into three cars. Instead of taking them to a government building in the capital, the cars drove them all the way back to Wuhan, a journey of more than 10 hours.
Wow.
Right, so you can see what's happening here. This is, I haven't finished reading the article yet, but this is much food for thought here.
I feel like it's sort of like we're breaking news here in perspectives in ways that, once again, the mainstream media fails miserably because they buy the virus line and run with it without question. And, you know, while, although we would question initially the claim, we don't stop there. We go, all right, well, what is going on? And it seems to me that this, you know, again, China doesn't want to be the, you know, be the scourge of the world in terms of you have horrible treatment of your people. And they're like, no, no, we're really trying to save our people. In the meantime, the people there realize what's going on. But the reporters, the stupid reporters all over the world go, look at how wonderful the communist government is. They care for their people. They're shutting it down. They're being responsible citizens of the world here. We're gonna claim, you know, this is really becoming apparent to what this is, what it really is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there's more here, but I'll figure it out later. Yeah, this is breaking stuff. This is, have you ever had Jim West on?
I'd have to ask my wife after 21 years of radio. It's possible.
Okay, so Jim, this is his bailiwick.
Okay.
He does stuff that nobody else has done, where he will, I don't know if he's on the case here, but he'll go into which incinerators, where are they, exactly what chemicals are they spewing, what are the health effects of the chemicals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What about the garbage, landfills, you know, all this kind of stuff in great detail. And what we're pointing out here is, once again, the virus is the cover story.
Correct.
This is the greatest cover story on earth, as you can see from what's happening now in China, where everybody and his brother is buying the basic cover story that if there are any health problems in Wuhan and other parts of China, it all has to do with the virus. Well, this is a major cover story in Africa that's been in existence now for 40 years, at least more, where it's all about the virus, and we need medical help, and we need vaccinations, and this and that, when what we're really talking about is decade after decade of dirty water, overcrowding, no sanitation, starvation, hunger, chronic diarrhea, dehydration, and death, war, poverty, etc., stolen land by corporations that pollute, on and on. All of that has to be covered up in order to protect the local dictators and the major foreign corporations, etc., etc. And so what's the method of covering it up is to float a new story and say, man, none of that stuff is going to make the press that we just mentioned. No, let's just talk about the virus. The virus is killing everybody. That's all. This is the same deal.
Hmm. How deep does the rabbit hole go? We typically get pretty deep when John Rappaport and I get together. And some of this is happening in real time on the show today as we suspect things based on patterns of behavior that have emerged and looking at motivating factors of certain entities that have power and want to remain in power. and the way they treat the so-called little people, right? Abuse them. And if we talk about Africa and other areas of the world, exploit the natural resources by getting rid of the people who would stand in the way. Case in point, then you have Ebola. Well, there's no selenium in the soils. Well, they've got this thing, we'll vaccinate them, and more Ebola. And, of course, the threat of the virus, because people are wholly ignorant, apparently, of the way toxic poisons diminish minerals in the body and then manifest all kinds of opportunistic infections, whether they be bacterial, fungal, or viral. And they're not the true cause, but they're the end result that's blamed, because it's an inconvenience. As you say always, the virus is the cover story.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm just thinking here, trying to possibly connect a few more dots. China is extremely active in Africa in terms of buying up, buying up countries.
I mean, yes.
They're making economic deals of just gigantic size because they're going to be building cities, and, you know, which includes everything, and making the kinds of business deals that mega corporations and mega governments make with people from countries that are in trouble, as in Africa and so on. So let's suppose that, you know, the Chinese leadership is thinking, you know, we may need to stage a couple of, you know, these epidemics, fake epidemics in Africa in order to cover up what's really going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances we'll be able to control the population in the meantime and brainwash them into thinking?
Trial runs. Practice runs, y'all. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up this hour with John Rappaport, getting you perspectives on the news that you won't get anywhere else on planet Earth, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to reemphasize here on this show, when we talk about these controversial topics, which we do all the time, and I've been at this is my 21st year in broadcast media. John's been writing way longer than that and reporting and on this show many times over the years. We are very much realist in assessing a situation, and I say it this way. If there's a respiratory ailment or issue, we're not going to say, well, there's not a respiratory ailment or issue. I mean, that's an obvious thing to dispute if it wasn't real, okay? The question is, now, what's behind it? What are the possible causes? Could it be multifactorial? Because every time we've looked over the past where it's the one virus, one disease scenario, very rarely does it ever match up. So we see this pattern. We begin to say, okay, let's go from that assumption that, yeah, I know somebody wants us to think it's this, but the history shows it's not typically usually that. And that just starts the ball rolling, so to speak. And we're rolling with it right here live on the air and figuring this thing out. We're suspicious about things. Things come up to validate the suspicions or maybe dispute them. And, again, this is a process for me that's very engaging and enlivening and one that dissipates fear. I know it can be fearful to live in a Chinese communist government and that it can lock you down. Yeah, that's a legitimate fear, but we'd like to prevent that from happening in the United States or other countries based on seeing through these fear-mongering campaigns like the virus is going to get you.
You bet. That's what we're trying to avoid. And fortunately, as I said at the top, in the so-called epidemics that I've looked into and investigated over the last 35 years, they've all been touting imminent destruction worldwide, pandemic, horrible killer virus, this, that, and the other thing, and they don't pan out. It doesn't happen. They're lying. You got to take some lessons from history when you see what the claims are and then what the truth is. And then what Robert and I have been doing in the last 15 minutes or so here is, okay, So what don't we know about what's going on in the area where we're being told all the illness is? And that was my strategy when I started writing about this subject 1987. Okay, if people are getting sick over here and dying, but it isn't really a virus because they never proved it was, are there any other factors that could account for this illness and death? Boom, 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 boom. They just show up. There they are. And you begin to see a pattern here. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and of course you're referring to the AIDS crisis back in 87, the claim that they had found one virus, a retrovirus, HIV, and you wrote the book AIDS Incorporated. We've covered that. And again, this pattern emerged. It changed the way you looked at these pronouncements. And consistently, we've seen the same patterns reemerge like a playbook. And some people are waking up. I think more than ever, we have the opportunity to communicate this. And we would ask you to look into it, too. I'm not asking you on face value, believe me or John. And John never says, believe me, just because I say it. We research it. You now go research it and recognize this pattern that has emerged that really puts you on lockdown. Your mind gets on lockdown when they say virus and you go immediately, oh, my gosh, let's listen. Whatever the pronouncements are, we better follow it. And you begin to now suspect that there's some other ulterior motive. And in this case, we may have found one of them in China, but it plays itself out over the world, all the world over, because there are entities and agencies that love having you not question and just live in fear of their pronouncements.
Exactly. Living in fear is not a good idea, especially when somebody's telling you there's a tiny invisible thing called a virus, which you'll never be able to locate, and it could attack you at any moment, you know. That's not the frame of mind you want to be in.
No. So the things that we do, things that John does, will really help you empower you by, I guess, retraining the mind, getting past programming, you know, where your thoughts are not your own. And, you know, that's a big part of what you've been doing for so many years, helping folks to see through that.
That's the idea here. That's absolutely the idea. Because once you begin to see the actual causes of illness, no matter what they are, and you realize that they are much more visible and obvious, then at least you know, okay, so if they were to do this, if we could figure out a way somehow, some way, or urge groups on the ground who are already aware of these issues to take action, there are ways of fixing the situation.
Yes, exactly.
There really are.
And that goes back to clearing the terrain, altering the environment that you live in and your own internal environment. That's empowering you, not empowering the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the governments they've captured. John Rappaport, my friend, another great episode with you.
Thank you, Robert. I'm glad we had a chance to really dive into this. This is really
All right, good stuff. It's a starting point, not end point, but we got to go for the moment. Back after this, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.